To the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and just a few moments we'll look at that text, but before I get there, I'm going to beginning the book of Galatians chapter 6, and I want to share a passage of scripture with you that I think is very, very relevant to what we're about to engage in as God's people. I think it's a passage that we should reflect on often. I think it is a passage of scripture that reminds us of how lucky we are in Jesus. Paul writes in verse 14 of Galatians 6 and says, far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Besides study and worship, one of the things that I think we should really look forward to, especially on a Sunday, is being reminded of who we are. You know, we go throughout the week and we live our lives and we do the things that we like to do and we fulfill our obligations, our jobs, and we take care of our families, and we engage in leisure activities, and we basically live life the way that we would like to in this wonderful country that we have with all of our freedoms. But as we assemble here on a Sunday morning, spiritual reality sets in. We're reminded of the fact that our lives really are short. We're reminded of the fact that we are sinful creatures. And we're reminded of the fact that we desperately need a Savior. Sometimes we say that and we use that in the past tense. I needed a Savior and He saved me way back in whatever year it was. But we still are in need of a Savior. When we look at the word salvation, we always think of it as being associated with forgiveness or salvation from sin, but the word salvation very generally means deliverance. We need deliverance constantly, don't we? Especially from the mindset of the world that isn't focused on the afterlife, that isn't focused on the fact that we could stand in jeopardy with God if our lives are not what they should be. And so as we assemble to partake of these emblems, which we are about to do, again, they remind us of how frail we are. Not just physically, but spiritually. And how desperately we need Jesus as our Savior. The Corinthians forgot about that. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at about verse 17, the Apostle Paul writes this. But in the following instructions, I do not commend you because when you come together, just as we have come together this morning, it is not for the better, but for the worse. May that never be said of God's people as they assemble to partake of the emblems. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there is divisions among you, and I believe it in part, for there must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not for the Lord's Supper that you eat. For in eating, each one goes on ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What? Paul says, what are you doing? You've forgotten the reason for why you have assembled. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God? Think about that. Think about the prophecies that were made throughout the generations. Think about the prophets and how they gave their lives to speak this message and to reveal God's ultimate plan in eternity. He says, when you assemble together, you are despising the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing. What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you. In other words, Paul says, I didn't make this up. This was in accordance with God's eternal plan. I got this from the Lord Jesus. On the night when he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you." Paul is reminding them of the sanctity of what they are doing. This is what this fellowship this morning represents. "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Not just in remembrance of the fact of how he suffered, but why? Why he suffered? To deliver us from ourselves. In the same way, also he took the cup afterwards, saying, "This cup is the new covenant." That takes us back to the book of Jeremiah, doesn't it? About the new covenant. "The new covenant in my blood, do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Jeremiah would talk about how the Lord would establish a new covenant and that he would remember sins no more. The debt of our crimes would no longer hang over our heads. God would not have to deal with his people with the fact that there's still this debt hanging over their heads. But we can serve God not only with sins forgiven, but we can serve God with a clear conscience, regardless of what we've done, because he's forgiven us, he's accepted us. And that demonstrates his love for us. We need to assemble to be reminded of this, don't we? This is what they were despising. Verse 26, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." What does that mean to us? What does the Lord's death mean to us? As we assemble again, we're reminded of that. We are forever connected to our Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing that is that we can fellowship in that. Verse 27, "Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord." And so verse 28 says, "Let a person examine himself then and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup." We all need to do that, don't we? Specifically, they needed to do it because they were certainly shaming what God had established. And they needed to examine themselves, their relationship to God, their behavior. It takes us back to the book of Haggai, doesn't it? Consider your ways. And they certainly did not have what God had planned in mind. And so again, he says in verse 20, "Let a person examine himself then, so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." I'm so appreciative of the men that a while back we decided to, as we partake of the emblems, try to pause and take a little bit more time and think about what we're doing and what this means to us. Sometimes it goes by so quick, and it's so easy to run through the motions without considering just how much God loves us and how lucky and blessed we really are. And so as we are about to partake of them this morning, I hope and pray that you will open your minds and you will consider these things. Perhaps you will open your Bible. I know many of you already have your Bibles open and are reading similar passages like these. Whatever we can do to get our minds right and to focus on our relationship with Jesus, I urge you to do that with me this morning. Thank you.